Speaker 1.
I love Alexandria, Virginia, where my husband and I lived for a number of years when he was in the Pentagon. Alexandria was the town or city closest to Mount Vernon, where George Washington, the father of our country, had his home. And he used to ride his horse or take his carriage for a couple of days travel to come into Alexandria to Gadsby's Tavern and celebrate his birthday, or go to his doctor or his dentist who lived in Alexandria. And my husband and daughter and I have lived in Alexandria for a number of years. It's right on the Potomac River, and it's just a beautiful scenery.
Speaker 2.
Okay, my name is Joe Stewart. I have to say that Paris is my favorite city. I was first in Paris in 1956, again in 57, and now I can't remember how many times I've been in Paris, maybe eight times. And I like Paris because I like to walk around the city of Paris and just look around and see everything and go into the residential area and the good restaurants they have in Paris and have my chocolata. And of course the museums in Paris are probably the best in the world, unless the museum in Russia may be a little better.
Speaker 3.
My favorite city is Florence in Italy. I absolutely love it. The city is just so beautiful, and the surroundings are wonderful. The hills with the olive groves on it, where I used to go camping with my parents when I was very young. I loved it as a teenager. And then, of course, my most favorite thing is the Uffizi, where you can see all those big paintings by Botticelli, who's always been my favorite painter, if you want to know who my favorite painter is, ever since I was little. So no doubt.
Speaker 4.
Well, I would have to say San Francisco. It is a beautiful terrain, and it has many wonderful hills, and they have the trolley or tram car, and you look out over the bay and many beautiful flowers there in the certain times of the year, and it's cool. It's not like Texas.
Speaker 5.
My favorite city is New York City, because it is not just a city for one people. It has different areas, and depending on where you are, you can think you were in Mexico, you might think you were in China. You have areas where there are mostly Italian people, but that's not all. There are so many museums of all different kinds and for all different interests, where you can spend days and days and see something new every time. That's why I like New York City.